Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Happy Tuesday to everybody in the month of October. October, right?
Yes.
We'd like to welcome everybody to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're really excited to have you all on the radio show. We have a great lineup this evening. We're going to have channeled music, channel messages, and oneness blessings. So hang on to your seat. With that, I'd love to give out a couple websites which you can find out on our main website in case you can't find it right down the links. If you go to the main radio website to find out more about the shows and this show, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, Brigitte will be channeling this evening with her beautiful gifts. You can find out more about her and her teachings and her retreats at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard on the intro is from our great gifted musician, Mike, who has lots of other music available and different types of recordings available on his website. And you can go to his website at mikeschneidercc.com. And if you miss any of those links, you can get them off of the radio show. They're also available on the radio page for the radio player. And so we can get to all this great fun and excitement. Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Oh, my God. That was quick. Well, welcome, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm always excited to connect with all of you once a month. And, you know, we are creating a vortex of energy and love. And I really want you to be aware of that. If you take the time to listen to this radio show, whether it's live or the recording, you become part of this incredible network of light where we are just spreading the cosmic wave of transformation out into the world where it's really needed. And I think you can agree, I mean, between the hurricane that brought up, I'm sure, a lot of fear for those who were in Florida and South Carolina and Georgia. And then, you know, there was even a time where it was talked about that might hit further north, which thankfully didn't. And then we also have the election going on, which brings up so many emotions. Oh, my God. You know, I'm not even used to that because I'm not an American citizen yet. But it's pretty amazing for me to observe how the collective of this country is reacting and how these waves of energy and emotions are going through everyone. Fear, anger, hope, joy. I mean, you name it. Well, maybe not joy. I really haven't felt joy in this election, but certainly fear and anger, and you can even see it while you're driving. So what we do here, whether you're listening or whether you're participating like Mark, Christy, and Mike, but you too are participating in your own way because you're anchoring this love and light to where you are. And by opening yourself up to the blessings given here to you, you fill your cup up so that in turn you can assist others as well. And so these are truly, truly momentous times that we have chosen to incarnate into. Sometimes I'm sure you're like me, that you wonder what you were thinking. Like, what was I thinking to come at this time of so much turmoil and change? And yet that's part of bringing through a new golden age, a new consciousness. It truly is a birthing process that we're all going through. in 2016 so much as part of this purging. So it is a bit like a roller coaster, up and down. One day you're positive, you're full of empowerment. Next day, if you're down, your body hurts. And it's all these waves of change that you're participating in, and these contractions like giving birth. And so I invite you very much to not think that there's something wrong with you or that you're terminal ill or that something really bad is going to happen. Just allow yourself always to go with these changes and as best as you can from the position of the warrior of light. What does it really mean, warrior of light? We are moving towards this full moon in Aries. Now, Aries is very much the fire, the warrior energy, because it's connected to the planet Mars. And often, the poor planet Mars is getting such a bad rap. Mars gets that rap of being the planet of war, the god of war is connected to it, and war, war, war. And yet, Mars is also about having the strength to wield your sword of truth and cutting away what no longer serves you, cutting away any attachments that no longer serve you, cutting away any belief systems that no longer serve you. So with this upcoming full moon, what you start seeing coming up even more strongly, because the energy frequencies are getting stronger and stronger here on Earth, is the fact that you're looking at your life again, and your fears are going to come up right in your face. The fear of never going to live the life of love, peace, and joy, that you're always going to go through the same old, that you will never find the relationship that's going to be fulfilling or making you happy, that you will always just have enough money to make it, never a little bit more, or, and it goes on and on and on, abandonment, failure, I mean, you name it, and it's going to be right in your face in this week, preparing you for this powerful full moon that is going to shine the light on your emotional body. Because your emotional body is really significant here on Earth. Planet Earth is made out of 80% of water. I don't know the percentage, quite honestly. I know the human is made out of 80% of water. How? What about planet Earth? Anybody, Mark, Christy, how much water is on Earth? I lost them all. Look at that. They said, oh, Brigitte's going to talk.
Yeah.
They're going to put on hold and walk away.
No. It's I agree with you. It's 80%. Yeah, we're
it's 80% the
human.
Planet.
Yeah, human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of water. Water is the conductor. It is the emotions, the feelings, and it is what allows us, yes, to feel the pain and the sorrow, but also the joy and the bliss. So it is about us finding a way to balance our emotions. And with this election, with all of these emotions, and it affects all the countries around the world, this election in America, because there are many countries that are afraid, how is it going to affect the economy? How is it going to affect our future? Because America does play such a significant role in the world market as well. So you're feeling all these waves. And now this full moon in Aries is coming up. And what does it mean to be a warrior of light? A warrior of light is not just lashing out or, you know, it's reflecting the energies back. A warrior of light is doing something very, very important. He or she will stop instead of reacting. And that is key. You have to stop reacting. You have to stop going with the waves and just reacting and doing one thing after another because you're pushed all over the place. You need to stop. And that's where the warrior comes in. Under all circumstances, to have the strength to not participate, to stop. And with not participating, it even includes the whole idea of not participating in the thought patterns of your ego that is going to tell you a whole bunch of stories of separation and how you're not good enough and how you should be doing more and the stories are endless. that your ego can bring up to keep you in a place of separation. But the warrior of light, they find a way to stop, even if it means in the middle of a workday to go to the bathroom and to just stop and to touch your heart and to go within and to go into this place that nobody on the outside can touch and to relink with your divine I Am presence and to detach yourself from the outcome. That is key, to detach yourself from the outcome. It is not about giving up. Surrendering is not about giving up, but about allowance, allowing your divine I Am presence to take over and to guide and direct you at any moment in time, to allow then the movement of the warrior body to be not controlled by the human you, but by the divine you, and therefore reacting and acting in a way that is totally contrary from what you might have done in the past. Be willing to walk new pathways. Be willing to have new experiences. Be willing to look at your surrounding with new eyes. If you always look at your surroundings expecting the past to reappear, guess what? The past is going to reappear. If you're willing to release the past and to just say, I no longer choose to be defined by my past, I choose to be in the power of now. So many spiritual teachers have been talking about the power of now. I choose to be in the power of now. To really allow yourself to feel the power of now. The past cannot touch you. The past does not define you. Those are only stories, concepts in your mind. You are a co-creator of God's first creator, all that is. In this moment, in the power of now, you choose how you want to take the next step. And it is as a warrior of light, that you take this step consciously and in alignment with your divine I Am presence, in alignment with your higher self, in alignment with your holy guardian angel, in alignment with your spirit guides, you're not alone. You forget your heart. The warrior of light will not forget their heart. They will use that stillness not to figure out a concept in their minds, but to reconnect with their heart and to use the in-breath and the out-breath to reconnect with your heart and to listen to your heart. And as you listen to your heart, to listen to your soul. And as you listen to your soul, to listen to the voice of the divine within you. And it is not easy. I understand. I've talked with others about it. It sounds so great. Oh, my God. Just be still and reconnect. But that's why we are masters in training. Of course, it's not always going to work. And we might fall back in our old patterns. That's when forgiveness comes in. Or a little bit of humor. Where you laugh at yourself. And you say, okay, you know, let's go back to the drawing board. I was very human and very out of balance there. Let's do it again and again and again. But this is crucial right now because I promise you, in the next, for those who live in the United States of America, the next 3 to 4 weeks, I don't even know when exactly the election is, will be so intense and will want to pull you into every possible fear that is out there. The key is, do not allow that to happen. You've incarnated here on Earth at this time because you knew this was going to come, and you knew it needed some of the strongest, which you're part of, to not let yourself go down the rabbit hole and to be strong. And so this radio show is really meant to support you in this. It's meant to help you experience the replenishment that is given to you by the masters and angels, through the channeled information, through the music, and through the blessings of Mark and Christy, And it is about the equality. You have the masculine and the feminine in balance on this radio show. And so it helps you within yourself to also move into balance. Feel that equal arm cross within you. And touch your heart if you're in doubt where the center of this cross is. And remind yourself, the only true power there is the power of love. And it starts with you. And so now, because it is all about the power of love, gives the word over first to Christy. And Christy, you share your power of love with all the listeners right now.
Wow. It's just so beautiful. As I hear you speak, my heart jumps with joy. And I keep thinking that you must be right on my shoulder. because I almost just laugh and cry with joy at the same time, because, you know, this is what's been called for me and in my heart to put forth this meditation, this heart-centering meditation that I just recently put up on YouTube. And it's all about coming back into the heart and using the breath as a tool to recenter and finding that place in the heart, and then allowing that to further ground down into our bodies, and then go through each of our cells and then manifest outward. And it's coming, you know, it's here. It's like the tide. We can't stop it. And yes, there's turbulence, and yes, there's fear, and yes, there's all these things about. But once we just acknowledge and reconnect to that simple, simple peace that's within us, just this breath that rises in and out of our bodies without even asking, and we have this connection to the universe, to all that is, to unconditional love that we're born into, that we walk in at all times without even recognizing it or feeling it, because we're absolutely submerged in it. And it's just having this gentle awareness, this gentle opening, this softness that comes about where we allow those things that might be tight in our bodies or those stresses or worries to just lightly soften and know that those two need love, you know? Thank you so much.
And I think you said a very, very important part in this, and it's gentleness and kindness, to be gentle with yourself, to not keep pushing yourself, to forgive yourself if something doesn't work out the way you want it to. It's okay. You know, there is going to be another day. Take a deep breath. And tell me, how can you find this? Are you in the process of making the meditation, or is it already available?
There are already two meditations that are up on YouTube right now. It's called Mindfulness Meditations. And if you look under my name, Christy Bluefeather, they'll appear there in YouTube. You search for that. And the first one is Heart Centering. And then the second one that came and wanted to be put up was called Grounding. And the interesting part is exactly what you spoke of, is putting your hand on your heart. That's what I was called to teach in those two meditations, was actually using that physical reminder of just slightly just placing the hand on the heart and then coming back to center. And then in the grounding meditation, we place the hand on our navel and allow ourselves to ground into this physical form, because oftentimes we float away, you know, because we're so, you know, we're full of fear. We don't want to be here. And sometimes it's so hard to be in human form. So we try to escape it. But, you know, there's so much joy that can be had here in the present moment. And it is possible. It definitely is possible.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. So it's on YouTube. You just put in Christy Bluefeather. Bluefeather,
yes.
Two words, right?
Bluefeather is the one word. Yes.
One word. So it's Christy, Christy, and then Bluefeather, one word. And
yes.
You will find those YouTube links. Wonderful. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, what about you, Mark? What about the oneness blessings and anything you want to share about the power of love?
I think one of the teachings that resonates with me that I want to share as I kind of center inside of my heart is just thinking about the fact that there's two modes that I can be in. One is that when I look upon anybody, I bless them with health and wellness and joy and abundance and all kinds of beautiful blessings for every single person I drive by or walk by. Another method that I enjoy using is when I get up in the morning is to set an intention, such as with every breath that I take, may every person on the planet find joy and happiness. For every time that I blink my eyes, may every animal on the planet know no fear and be healed. And with every movement of my arms or every step that I take as I take a mindful step, may the planet be healed. And it's through those aspects of really just understanding that everything is love and it surrounds us. There's no aspect of us that's not in love and just really just breathing and enjoying and being in that presence.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. Thank you. And that's really, and what happens with the oneness blessing? What are you guys going to bring through there?
As the music is playing, the beautiful thing about the oneness blessing is that we just set an intention for everybody that they receive whatever it is that they need. So we don't really send anything with purpose more than just allowing whatever it is for the highest and good of each individual. And for every person, that'll be different. So we have been taught to do the blessing. It does all kinds of great things from expand people spiritually to heal. And we'll be both me and Christy, and Christy and I will be presenting that gift to everybody for free during the show when Mike is playing his beautiful music.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I would like to get Mike in on this too, but, you know, he has his piano plugged in a certain way, so we are just going to let him speak through his music about the power of love. And with that, we are just going to start. I'm going to hand this over to Mike, Mark, and Christy. Mike on the piano, channeling the celestial divine beings of love and light for you, and Mark and Christy doing the oneness blessings. And please be aware that the music is bringing in a very high frequency. So sometimes there is static, sometimes it doesn't come through as clear, and that doesn't make it any less powerful. So just allow yourself to go into a meditative state and to receive and to allow the downloads to take place. All right, so enjoy that, and afterwards, it won't be me speaking to you. I will then bring through whoever wants to come through and speak to you directly. Okay.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time. There are many masters and angels present right now to support you, to guide you, to direct you. But let's begin with you feeling your feet connected to the earth. Be very conscious of your connection to the earth, not only today, but in the next few weeks to come. You've chosen to be incarnated at a time that is rather significant, and you've chosen to be a channel and instrument of the light. Every single one of you, everyone in your own unique way. So in your connection to the earth, feel that alignment with the heart of the earth. Like you have the in-breath and the out-breath. So does Gaia. So does all life here on Earth have its own rhythm, its ebb and flow, contraction and expansion. The key in this process is at no time to make this an experience of discomfort or an experience of feeling victimized, but understanding that every part of this process has its divine purpose too. It is not so much about experiencing duality, but it is about experiencing yourself, your true self. When it is time for you to pull back, to pull within, to contract, it is a time for you to become more aware of who you choose to be and what part of you must be released for your own evolutionary process. So the time of going within, the time of contraction, the time of what you might fear as narrowing and as discomfort, in truth is a very, very important time. And that is what you are feeling right now. That as much as you would like to spread your wings and fly and be out there and be free and be liberated, just right now, just for now, you feel the heaviness of your human body upon you. You feel your bones, you feel your muscles, you feel your organs, and it feels as though that this might separate you from spirit. But the contrary is the truth. Every part of you is spirit. You're part of the vestures of spirit. So it is for you to pay attention to that heaviness, to that calling within, as it speaks to you in a very important language. It speaks to you about that what no longer serves you. It speaks to you that there's no longer the need for the roller coaster. You've used the emotional roller coaster in the past as a way to extend energy or to bring energy back to you. Now it is time to use different methods to take care of your energy reservoir. When you contract, it is your body telling you that you need to take care of your own self. The question is, how do you go about doing this? And will you feel shame or guilt about doing this and therefore talk yourself out of walking that path of self-nurturing? Going within, going into the womb, entering the void, those are very powerful times in the evolutionary process. You're all being prepared for the winter solstice. Slowly but surely, day for day, week for week, you're being prepared the womb and to give birth to a new light. How shall that new light look like? Do you even want to give birth to a new light? And of course, the answer for all of you is yes. But ask yourself whether you're also honoring and respecting the birthing process. If you're honoring that new potential that is growing within you, that is going to be born into a seed of light at the winter solstice, are you honoring that potential? Or are you only going to talk yourself out of it? Honoring, self-respect, self-love, those are very, very important values for you to consider. What many of you have been witnessing in the open political arena or in the open media arena is the lack of respect. And what it has churned up within the consciousness of the American people is very much an awareness of an imbalance that is in existence. Now, many stories are created around this imbalance, stories that make you believe that you're a victim of outer circumstances. But in reality, it is showing you how there are parts of your own self that you're not respecting either. There are parts of your human self, as well as parts of your creative feminine self, as well as parts of your guardian male self, that you're judging and that you're not integrating into one big whole. You would like to ascend and be in spiritual form again. I understand. I understand that that is your driving force to shift your consciousness and maintain a vibration of love, light, joy, and bliss at all times. We understand that. And yet you will not get there until you move to a place of acceptance of all parts of you. And respect is that you stop and listen instead of rejecting. Stop and listen. Listen to the bones. Listen to the muscles. Listen to your heart. Listen to your fears. They have a message for you. Underneath those fears is a clear message. And as Christy so beautifully stated, the default essence within all humans is joy, is happiness. You've just forgotten it. But that is your true self. That is your true divine essence. And so bring yourself back to your inner self, to that divine light, to that portal that connects you to your spiritual self. And remember who you are. You're not going to be able to do that, though, if you keep running away from that most inner part of yourself. And yes, it holds true that when you stop, you will at first be bombarded with all of those voices and feelings that you've ignored for a very long time or that you've pushed down. But as you allow the fire of transformation to take place, as you allow yourself to sit in this firestorm of emotions without judging them, of mental illusions that might be coming up without judging them, you will find that the in-breath and the out-breath can take you deeper into that vast inner self. It will open up a doorway for you to allow more of your divine gifts to come through. I hear all of you yearning to see more, to be able to do more, to be more effective in your spiritual work, to no longer be limited by situations of lack of abundance, to no longer be limited by situations of work or relationships. And yet, it starts as a relationship towards your own self. Why are you so hard on yourself? We are not judging you. We love you. And yet, consistently, you are doing your spiritual work for one reason alone. And that is to be accepted by the hierarchy of light, or by the divine realm, or by God, or by a master or an angel. We accept you. We love you. Are you willing to love yourself the way we do? Are you willing to accept yourself and respect yourself and honor yourself the way we do? Because we see in you part of us. We are one. We are one incredibly profound and powerful consciousness of love and light. All of us. And even those who bring the message of pain to those who still need to hear it on a higher level, they are also part of the divine. Everything is part of the divine. So the question is, what do you choose to focus on? And that starts with, what do you choose to focus on within your own inner self? Stop running. Take a deep breath. Feel connection to the earth, to the heart of the earth and become the ocean of emotion. Allow yourself to even move back and forth a little bit, like the waves coming in and going back out. Feel that. Feel yourself be moved by all the thought patterns and all the emotions of the collective around you. Don't judge it. You're part of the human consciousness. But simply allow yourself to be moved. One of the reasons why many of you right now feel such pain in your muscular structure and in your bone structure and within your organs is because of your unwillingness to be more flexible. Be flexible. Move with the energy that is hitting you. Don't stop it, but move with it and then redirect it as you can. So feel yourself, so the in-breath and out-breath now, in the midst of the storm, that storm that is the emotional storm of transformation. But don't attach yourself to the severity that you sometimes fear. But let yourself be moved exactly where you need to be. And so raise your consciousness now. Raise it up from beyond the physical realm to the higher realms, beyond this body, beyond this earth, beyond the solar system, into a brilliant, bright light that is calling to you. It is that light that is your divine I Am presence. It is that light that is a part of you that could not be manifested because it needed to guide and direct you in the physical realm. It is a part of you that completes you. So allow yourself now to ascend into that light, to let it engulf you. Let it infuse you for you to become one. And even as you're part in this incredibly beautiful light, you can still feel movement because the whole universe, all of what exists, moves. There's always movement. There's always expansion and contraction. There always is a form of an in-breath and an out-breath. But as you allow yourself to be one with your divine essence, the movement no longer feels restricting, but natural, beautiful even, like a dance. And so we invite you now to enter the cosmic dance that you're so much part of and let it create a direct line to the physical body that you left behind so that all this cosmic dance that is creating joy and peace and bliss and happiness feeds it directly to your physical body and your DNA and your cellular structure to lighten up the load. So expand your consciousness, dance a dance, and Mike, if you can play some music to that, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. I, Archangel Michael, have now taken over this channel to assist you further in preparing for what is to come. Brigida talked at great lengths about all of you being warriors of light. And it is so, and it is true. And so because of that, I want to invite you to open up to the Isiric Temple, that is a temple known as the Temple of the Warrior of Light. Simply allow yourself to be guided to it by your divine I Am presence, to that sacred temple that is yours, that has always been yours. In this temple you've trained, you've learned spiritual combat, so to speak, a combat that is very different from you experience or have experienced in a war as a soldier. It can be more comparable to what those who've studied martial arts in Asia are doing. It is learning to move with the energy and to redirect it, or to consciously muster up the energy within you from your divine I Am presence through you and to direct it with a certain intention and purpose in mind. Being a warrior of light is very much about centering yourself within you and then redirecting and moving energy in its most beautiful and divine way. It is in itself also a dance. Being a warrior of light, you become a dancer that moves and that directs and that floats or is very grounded at other times, depending on what is needed. And so as you enter this Isiric temple, this temple of the light, this temple of the warrior of light, become very much aware that there is special sacred chamber within this temple. Here you will find what you might lovingly call your weapons of light. For everyone, that might appear differently. But be very much aware that you do have not only the breastplates that are similar to the breastplate of Aaron, very much holding unique sacred geometry within it, holding unique gems and crystals within it. Even so, it might feel unreal to you on an etheric level. You have this breastplate protecting your heart. And we want you to feel that again. We want you to feel this breastplate that is protecting not only your heart, but empowering your heart too, to make it easier for you to be in alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence. For everyone, this breastplate is unique. And again, it also holds sacred geometry. It also holds ancient codices of light within it. So simply allow yourself to step to this breastplate and to put it back onto you if you're not already feeling it on you. Put it back on. And you will see in the sacred chamber that there's also simple armor of light. It will be unique for you, as I said before. So just open up and receive now that what will help you in the days, weeks ahead when the collective consciousness is going through quite a strong contraction. It is for you under no circumstances to participate and to fall apart or to be put into that narrow-mindedness that breeds fear, that breeds hatred, that breeds anger, that will not serve you. It will not serve you to simply reflect back to those around you their mistakes and their failings and their darkness. On the contrary, that's when the Warrior of Light takes these shortcomings and redirects them and raises them to a new frequency so that they are no longer harmful to you as a warrior of light, nor to the one that has been sending it out. That is your job. That is your job. Always focus on the divine light within. And so the armor, the breastplate, the shield of light that you own, the sword of light that you own, the spear of light, maybe even a bow and arrow of light, whatever it is, it has unique purpose to you. It is in alignment with you. It is activated to work with you and through you. And none of these weapons are used to kill or destroy. They're used to release illusions, release attachments, release emotional bondage, and empower those who are ready to be empowered. And I'm saying this on purpose, empowering those who are ready to be empowered. It is also your responsibility to not force someone to change. Not everybody is ready for your divine power and truths that you so freely offer as a gift to them. Do not fear that you failed or take this personal. Simply allow them to be where they need to be and catch them when they are falling and when they are reaching out to find a way out of the darkness into the light. The warrior of light is about peace. It is not about war. It is about maintaining the essence of peace within and around you, no matter what is going on. And so as a knight of light and love, you must know that what you represent is the higher values of truth, of love, of the Christ itself. And so I ask you now to move beyond this chamber into the heart of this temple. It is here where you receive your true empowerment. It is here where you melt your heart with the heart of your Christ itself. So find the center of this temple, and you will notice beyond a doubt that within that sacred center, there is a higher vibration of love. You might feel it or sense it in form of a flame, in form of a light, in form of warmth, whatever it is, allow yourself to be put into it so that it can strengthen and purify you, because the only true purpose of the warrior of light is to maintain the vibration of the Christ of love within and around you. That is at the core. That is who you are. And so when I am depicted with my sword slaying demons or dragons, what I'm slaying is not the physical demon or dragon, but the fear that they symbolize, the threat that they symbolize, the attachment that they symbolize, so that you too can fly and the dragon of fear, realizing that that fear is only an illusion and not a reality for you to buy into. So with this merge, fear your heart expanding even through your connection with your physical body. And as you do that, bring yourself through the heart-to-heart connection back to your body. Slowly feel your consciousness fully enter your physical body again. Take your time in doing this, because I want you to be very much aware of this etheric breastplate that is on your heart. I want you to feel it. I want you to integrate it into you right now. use your in-breaths and out-breaths. If necessary, put your hands onto your heart and onto that breastplate and feel it. Know that it's there. Know that it's going to support you. Know that it's going to strengthen you. And know that we will be with you. We, I mean, me, Archangel Michael, with my legions of the warriors of light. We will remind you of the light within. We will remind you of the power of love. We will remind you of strength and courage to not let yourself be seduced by the darkness and by the duality and by fear, but to walk strong in the days to come, to abhorred the vibration of love in the circumstances that the American people are going to meet head on. I have no doubt that the next few weeks and months are very, very significant, that will define many, many outcomes in the future to either improve it or to create a future of suffering and separation. These choices you make today, the choices you make right now, will define a future of peace, love, and joy, or a future of pain and sorrow. Never underestimate the role that you play within all that is. Now take a few deep breaths. Feel your connection to the earth. And know that you do make a difference. Become aware of your weapons of light. They're with you. They're going to support you in the days ahead. I will now step back. Blessings to you. I am Archangel Michael, and it has been my honor. I will now let St. Germain step back in to Brigida to take any callers, anyone who might have a question. While the switch is taking place, Mark, if you want to announce a phone number again, by all means do so. And it is so. Namaste.
Hi, everybody. For anybody who wants to ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. And that phone number is in your radio display.
Thank you, Mark. It is me, St. Germain, again. Is there anybody who has come through with a question?
No, there's not.
That is okay. Right on, right. It would be good for everyone who's listening to truly take these words to heart and to strengthen yourself through the power of inner stillness. Do not run away off the emotional storm that might hit you, but go deeper. Go deep into your heart and allow yourself to feel the liberation that will take place as you stop running and as you accept and embrace all of you. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and my love and joy is with you always. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I hope you will connect with us next month again. And thank you, Mark, Christy, Mike. That was awesome.
Yeah, very good show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy that upcoming full moon. It's going to be a powerful one. Love you all. Have a
good night
tonight, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.